every negative pronouncement, leave back at us. Listen, prayer makes power available. Mabula Gaduskeba. That you are pouring water into a container is not important. It is your job. I declare that from you a new fragrance. Lipatoba la tosapa. Shepatola bolata. Rakopatola bos. Shetopa litas. Likopeka. Ashatopa. A new fragrance.
Angels are singing.
Hallelujah. God is faithful. Amen. And is in church. Hope you can see it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 9, chapter 30, verse 19. Let me just show you something. What happens when we rejoice like that? Jeremiah 30, verse 19. Jeremiah 30, verse 19. Jeremiah 30, not 13. 30, 30. Jeremiah 30. Are you there? Can you see the board where you are? Or look into your Bible. What does it say? And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. It's showing us a sure pathway to multiplication. A definite pathway to glorification. That's what he's saying. Out of them shall proceed what? Thanksgiving. And the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them. And they shall not be few. Glory to God. I will glorify them. And they shall not be small. When you read the verses after, he says, and out of their nobles and their governors shall rise from among them. That means as the Lord begins to magnify, begins to multiply, begins to glorify us, mighty men will begin to rise from among us. Hallelujah. Oh boy, I'm excited this morning. All right, this is Vision Sunday. Amen. It's Vision and Communion Sunday. And I need you to be with me this morning. Your life will change as you gain perspective. Very important. The Bible says the path of the just is like a shiny light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect days. Meaning, as far as God is concerned, our paths should shine brighter. And how that happens is by God bringing to us illumination. It's by God shaping our perspective. It's by God causing His light to shine in our hearts. Hallelujah. The Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of light. A preacher once said this, and I believe it. He said that scripture actually means every good and perfect gift comes from God in the form of light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How true is how true? And that's the truth. Meaning, when God is upgrading people, He gives them light. He gives them His perspective. He shows them how things are done in His kingdom. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. In January, we started talking about how to have a great year. How many of you remember that? And we had explosive services. How to have a great year. And there was a third part that we did not cover. Amen. Okay. And somehow, Vision Sunday has a little to do with it. So I'll just share a few things around the third one. The first one was what? Anchor your soul. Second key, action, the switch of power. Third, assemble with your tribe. Amen. Assemble with your tribe. Okay, and I'll find that time to handle that. But it's related. That's why I'm picking it from there. God, listen to this. God is a family and a tribe-oriented God. God is a family-oriented and a tribe-oriented God. And by that, I'm not talking about your native tribe. That is just a carnal expression of a spiritual reality. God is family oriented. God is tribe oriented. Spiritual families, spiritual tribes, physical families, physical tribe. But of course, the spiritual has precedence over the spiritual. Sorry, the spiritual has precedence over the physical. Is that true? Never forget this, that God is interested in spiritual families and spiritual tribes. And everything He does on earth, He's going to do it, or He does it through the platform of families and tribes. When the children of Israel were taken from the land of Egypt, the land of captivity, by Moses, and then the Lord anointed Joshua to bring them into the promised land, what happened? The Bible says the Lord divided their inheritance to them according to their tribes. And that is very significant. Don't forget that the entire Old Testament is a prophetic shadow of a reality in the New Testament. That's a fact. So every time you read the children of Israel coming out of Egypt, there's a prophetic type. Egypt means the world. Glory to God. Canaan means the place in Christ. Canaan is not heaven. Some people say Egypt is the world, Canaan is heaven. No, Canaan is not heaven. And the reasons are there is very clear. Canaan had giants. There are no giants in heaven. Canaan talks about the place of the believer on the earth. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ. So Christ is a location and a current hour reality. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. So the new creation have a location. It's called Christ. And we live there now. It's a spiritual reality of victory. That is what the Bible calls the kingdom of heaven, which is the portion of the kingdom of God that is in manifestation on the earth now. Are you listening to me? And the natural example or a natural type we can use is when a kingdom has a colony in another land. Don't forget that the northern and the southern protectorates were once British colonies. What we have as Nigeria today. There was the upper Niger and the lower Niger. They were once British colony. Amen. Now, what happened? Britain conquered the upper Niger and the lower Niger. The people were still there. But what did they do? They came into Nigeria and set up their own government. Are you aware that once upon a time, the governor general of Nigeria was a white man? You know that history, right? Why? Is Nigeria a white land? No. Nigeria was a colony of the British kingdom. Are you following me? So even though they were in Nigeria, they were here to establish the ideologies of the kingdom of Britain. Very important. They were here to establish the lifestyle, the ideology, and they still, even after they left, they still left some. See us wearing suits. This is not Yoruba dress, amen. We call it cultural impact. So when we talk about God setting up His people to influence earth with the culture of heaven, you now understand. Are you following me? So Canaan is the type of our place in Christ. There will be opposition, and that's the type of the giants in the land. But they were to be conquered, and the inheritance were to be taken. And that's even by the way. What happened? He divided the inheritance according to their tribes. It wasn't according to individuals. It was according to tribes and families. And this is something the body of Christ must understand globally. Because we have a lot of wild branches springing forth everywhere. Wild branches. People who think they know when they don't know. Somebody said, what is church? Church is just fellowship with God. If our church is you, you are the church. So who told you you need to go to church to experience church? Dumb stuff. He doesn't understand God's order. He doesn't understand God's system. Listen, one of the things you must avoid as a believer is to attempt to serve God according to your mind. You hear me say this all the time. Because I've seen people go astray. I've seen people suffer for nothing. I've seen people stressed and frustrated because they were walking in disobedience. Because they were walking in rebellion. Am I going to see that shortly? You see, what God defined as rebellion is not when you say, God, I don't like you. I hate you. I hate you. No. When you act out of God's order, you are rebellious. Psalm 68 verse 6. Just put it up. God is a God of tribes, is a God of families. Psalm 68 verse 6. Back to the children of Israel. When they got into Canaan, Joshua divided the land according to their tribes. Meaning God's line of dividing inheritance is according to tribes. According to families. I'm going somewhere. Meaning your portion is with your family. Your portion is with your tribe. A Reubenite will not go to the Gadites and say, hey, give me portion here. That will send you back to the tribe of Reuben. Go and read your Bible. A Gadite will not go to the tribe of Manasseh or Ephraimite and say, hey, I like this portion of land. Just give me this part. No. He's a Gadite. His portion is with the Gadites. God has order. God has a system of distribution. God has a system by which he carries out, he blesses his people, and by which he carries out his work on the earth. You either agree with it or do your own thing. Glory to God. Have you put it up? Read it for me. One, two, go. God setteth. No, can we have New King James, please? You know, I'm a friend of New King James now. Except I tell you. One, two, go. God set the solitary in families. Hold it. That means God is not a God of isolation. Only Satan deals like that. God is the God of communities. He's the God of tribes. He's the God of families. He's the God of groups. He's a God of relationships and association. In life, all you need to succeed is God. Yes and no. You see, this is why it is easy to walk in error when you don't subscribe to God's system. You know, last week when I was sharing, I told you about the series we did last year about spiritual growth. And part of the things we said was growth must be healthy. And I told you that even cancer is a growth. But I'm not healthy. In fact, cancer grows very aggressively. But it's a bad growth. So there is bad spiritual growth. There is. In case nobody told you, you can write it out. There is bad spiritual growth. Write it. There is bad and dangerous spiritual growth. Someone said, all I need to do is to fast, pray, read my Bible, lock myself up, read books, listen to message, read my Bible. I will grow, I'll fulfill my destiny, I'll be successful. That's bad growth. You may have the knowledge of God in a measure, but you are prone to error. why you are not subscribing to God's order of families and tribes. I'm going somewhere. This is Vision Sunday, and I have to lay this foundation. God sets the solitaries in families. Next line. Put it up now. Just leave the scripture up. He brings out those that are bound into prosperity. Oh, glory to God. And he has shown us, you know, he put it in semicolon. Meaning how God brings people into prosperity is by setting them in families. Can I get an amen? Either now or later, how he will bring someone into prosperity is by setting them in families. Look at the next thing. But the rebellious. In context, who is the rebellious here? I don't want. That's, I told you, rebellion is not just standing and insulting God. When you put yourself at cross purposes with his word, you are in rebellion. He said the rebellious dwell in dry land. Oh, I've seen them. The rebellious dwell in dry land. Meaning anyone who is not ready to subscribe to God's system of tribes and families will dwell in a dry land. He may look like he's not dry now. He will soon be dry. What the Lord is saying is curve is like this. Oh, what did the psalmist say? He said, I looked at the wicked. Oh, he was prosperous. Like a green bay tree. He said, I turn and I look again. He was no more. He was no more. A young man asked an elderly minister in the 90s about tithe. He thought he got a fresh revelation. It was actually Reverend Opara. He said, sir, tithing is not in the New Testament. I cannot see it. I've studied my Bible. I can't see it in the New Testament. I can't see it clearly. It's like this, but it's not clear. I can't see it clearly. You know, when elders talk sometimes, just pay attention. You know what the man told him? If I call the person's name, all of you know him. He said, I'm not going to argue with you, but let's do an exercise. You trust me as your mentor. He said, write the name, and in those days, there were all kinds of apostolic and prophetic voices who were hacking down Titan. Some of them were popular nationwide. He said, write the name of every minister, 10 of them, who are in the forefront of this thing about Titan and criticizing fathers, criticizing the Oyedepos, write their names. That was like in the late 90s or mid 90s. He said, write their names. He said, let's observe in the next 10 years. If their voices are not taken, stop paying your tithes. Now, this is a very hard stuff, I'm telling you. He said, they still have a voice in this nation. They'll be alive. Oh. If they still have influence and a voice in this nation, stop giving your tithe. The count started. In less than 10 years, all of them went into irrelevance in this country. Some of them were popular TV people, teachers on TV. They are not there anymore. I know some of them. They are alive. You go to the churches, it's like nothing is happening there. A friend of mine went to a city and said, I went to this church. Is it a church they used to talk about then? They are still alive. Reverend did not need any other explanation to believe in the principle of tithing. No, how can you explain that? It happened before his eyes. The older minister told him, say, if this guy still have a voice in this nation, stop giving your tithes. So it's not about argument. He just gave him a test, and in 10 years, it was so. All of them, everybody wrote on that list. Are you listening to me? So when the Bible talks about rebellion, it doesn't mean you are not a Christian. It means putting yourself outside of his order and outside of his system. Hallelujah. Isolation is Satan's strategy for destruction, but God is a God that puts the solitary in families. God has designed that you do life in communion with other believers. Every Christian should and must belong to a spiritual family. And again, I say, you cannot serve God according to your own terms. You serve him according to his own word. So every Christian, every believer must belong to a spiritual family. It's a must. You cannot be a hanging Christian. Amen. We're taking it in steps. Have you understood? Are you understanding the things I'm saying so far? So it's not because it's the 21st century creation and pastors are trying to get people to their church. No. It is God's order that every believer must belong to a spiritual family, because God set the solitaries in families. There are two major expressions of the church. The church as the bride of Christ and the church as an army. The church as the bride of Christ is the dimension of the church that knows him. The church as the army is the dimension of the church that makes him known. Oh, glory to God. I tell you that every Christian has two major visions on the earth. To know him and to make him known. It's very simple. So the posture of the church that makes him known is the church as an army. The posture of the church that gets to know him, that's what we talk about, intimacy, worship, fellowship with the Lord, is the church as the bride. The two must be in place. That means we are not just his bride, we are also his army. We are not just his army, we are also his bride. Are you listening? In the bride dimension of the church, we get to know him. In the army dimension of the church, we make him known. That is the takeover posture of the church. Are you getting that now? We are his bride, but we are his army. Every military body operates by order, true or false. Operates by a system. Order, discipline. It's clear. You know, you can never find a soldier by himself on the road, on the streets, on Yakubu Gowonway, with his rifle, and is walking around. And you ask him, bros, long time. A long time fight. So where are you now? And he says, for now. No, talk to me, somebody. For now, I'm nowhere. I'm on the street. Does it happen? But it's only with Christians you see that. Am I talking? There's nothing like that. If you are sent from one battalion, you are released into another battalion. Oh, come on, talk to me, somebody. If you are sent from one service band, you are released into another service band. There's no hanging. When a believer gets to a city, the first thing to do is to get a church. Are you listening? Not hanging. Can you see a soldier with his rifle hanging? Say, they actually posted me to Rukuba Barracks. That's brigade. That's what do I call it now? 3-3 something. Armor 3 armor division. The armor division, but I don't like the brigadier, the GOC. Thank you. I don't like the GOC. I don't like the OC there. I just don't like him. So for now, I'm on the streets. What is the future of that soldier or that military officer? No, talk to me, church. Tap your neighbor. Say, hope you are not the one pastor is talking about. Tap them. Tap them. Say, hope you are not the one pastor is talking about. Hanging Christians. Is it getting clearer now? It does not happen. All my life as a Christian, before I became a pastor, there was no time T when I did not belong to a church vitally. Notice the adjective. And it's step by step, we're going to get there. You know, you can be attending church as a friend of the ministry. Amen. It's 1 year now. You attend church, you're a friend of the ministry. You know, they asked, Let me tell you, a music minister who does not have a local church will suffer for long. The suffering that is waiting is still Jimmy in Afghanistan. You'll be talented, you'll be anointed, you'll be skilled. But you'll be... No, it's simple wisdom. Look globally. Everybody on the stage, go and trace them. They are somewhere. They are drawing nutrients from somewhere. I think it was... Is it Pastor Peter? I asked the lady, you know... He said, where are you now? Are you this person? No, we just... We're just around the church. So where are you? You are too big to be under a pastor. You are around. No, real life story. He said, No, I'm not. So you are with this pastor? He said, No, we're just around. And no, real life, I'm not exaggerating. That was what a true conversation. And you think he's on Facebook, you will rise. Because you put your song up, download this, my new single that just came out. The stress that is waiting for you. Why? God has an order. God has an order. God has an order. I'm helping you. I'm giving you wisdom. Wisdom that you cannot find on the streets. Hallelujah. Every Christian should belong to a spiritual family. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25, you can put it up. When Paul talked about not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. Very important. He said, as the manner of some is. Meaning he was reprimanding those who forsook the assembling of ourselves together. He wasn't commending them. He was reprimanding them. He said, not forsaking the assembly of yourselves together, as the manner of some is. By exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching, right? In Luke chapter 4, verse 16, put it up for me. We saw that Jesus was brought up to have a custom of going to church every Sunday. 21st century language. Of going to the synagogue every Sabbath. Look at this. And he came to Nazareth. You see, when you read the Bible, pay attention. So that you can draw the milk. You can draw the sweet things, like drawing honey from the honeycomb. When you look at this, what do you see? So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. No, you can't see that and jump. It showed that Jesus was brought up to have certain customs. Listen, just like you bring people up physically, you can be brought up spiritually. You can be brought up. I'm a pastor. When I see people that have been brought up spiritually, I know. When I see people that have not been brought up spiritually, were not brought up properly, I know. Just like you can see a man in school, at workplace, and you can see a lady that displays at you and say, Kai, this lady was not properly brought up. The same way, a Christian can be properly brought up spiritually, and a Christian can be improperly brought up spiritually. Where he had been brought up and has his custom words. He was brought up to have a custom. He was raised to go to the synagogue every Sabbath. Look at this. And as his custom was, meaning he was brought up to. How do you develop custom? By being brought up. As his custom was, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. So he didn't do it occasionally. Bible says, as his custom was. Some of you were brought up properly like that. That's wonderful. Don't let anything take it from you. Amen. In fact, there are those even before they got born again, because of the way they were brought up, every Sunday they must look for church to go. And that is right. Why should a Christian say, I'm too tired this morning, please, I can't go to church? It is foolishness on rampage. You are too tired. I wish Jesus was too tired to come and die for you. He gave his life, he gave his all. In the morning, you are too tired. Wickedness. Are you listening? You know, years ago when I was doing my house job, you know, you will walk from, when you take call into Sunday, you will walk and go help you in labor ward in the hospital where I worked. You can be on your feet like this from 4 p.m. No, if you take a Saturday call, it starts 8 a.m. actually. 8 a.m. on Saturday to 8 a.m. on Monday, you have not closed your eyes. And then as I'm handing over, I'm having my bath and I'm going to church. Listen, I was not a pastor. I was not one of the leaders in the church because I was in another town. I was not known. I didn't have to do it. But I was brought up to have a custom. Are you listening? He went into the synagogue. Have a custom of deliberately belonging to a spiritual family. And not just belonging. Listen, when you are part of a family, there are family responsibilities. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
That means you have to let your joint supply.
Yes, sir.
Give me Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. You have to let your joint supply. You have to let your joint supply. All my life, I've never been part of any work that I did not volunteer. Or you cannot trace it. When I was a teenager, in teenage church, I was a worker, I was a leader, I was serving. In fact, from children's church, do you understand? From children's church, I had something to do. Then when I became a teenager, I had something to do. And then, you know, in every group, back in teenage church, we all also have these kids. Okay, we're kids, 16, 17. These kids, right? I mean, you still have this kid who just comes sit at the back with their latest shoes. A little share, rich kids. But I felt I was inappropriate. We looked for what to do. Auntie, what can we do? That's okay, you be in charge of this. Be in charge of it. That's the right attitude. So back from teenager, there were those who just come to sit and go. Some of them were brought to church by the latest cars. Some of us climb bike to come to church. Amen. But Jesus is a great equalizer. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so fair in life. God is very fair. Make no mistakes about it. Listen, God has designed his system such that your background does not give you a disadvantage. If you know what to do. Never. Never. When people give those excuses, you know they don't know much. If you are born without a silver spoon, born your own children with golden spoons. Glory to God. There's no excuse. And your only way is to hold God as the only thing you have. As the only thing you have. Just love him. So let your joints supply. I put it this way. Okay. We talked about we are soldiers, right? And then every soldier belongs to a service band. Amen. So moving. Do you know that when you study the in Proverbs 30, the writer gives the four phases of wisdom. Amen. From verse 24 to 26, you can have it. He talks about the ants. He talks about the conies. He talks about the locust. He talks about the spider. Amen. He said there are four things that are exceeding wise. Look at this. So he gives us the four phases of wisdom. The first thing talks about the ants. And that talks about understanding seasons. The second thing talks about the conies. See, they're building rocks. That's knowing how to protect yourself. The third thing talks about the locusts. Now, he said the locusts, they have no king, but they fly in bands. Do you know, story has it that locusts, a band of locusts can fly from Africa to Europe. Go and Google it. Meaning, when people are together, they can do more than the individuals can do. Somebody says, none of us is as smart as all of us. How to? That's the power of forming bands. As a church, in having strategic relationships. Bands. Together we can do more. And the reward will be more. In fact, that is the ideology beyond the building of corporations all over the world. Before people were doing personal businesses. But somebody observed, if we can get together and get money from 2,000 people in form of the buy, in form of shares, right? It's properly managed. We can have so much wealth. That's what led to the formation of corporations that we have. Meaning the house of God, we must think in bands. When you are part of a church, which I say is compulsory for every Christian, you must now begin to think, what are we doing together to move us from here there? What are we doing together? Listen, God is a God of bands. He's a God of tribes. He's a God of families. And he gives assignments to families. And one says, a common assignment for a family, and you're a part of that family. Ensure you are a part of what is being done collectively. The question you should ask yourself is this. At the end of 2020, when we are looking back and looking at the exploits, because we walk exploit this year by the Spirit. When we are looking at the things that the Lord has helped us to do in 2020, what will be your part? What would you say you did? It's Vision Sunday. Glory to God. What will be your part? In Genesis chapter 11, verse 6, the Bible says, now the people is one. Have you heard that kind of English before? The people is one. You will say the people are one. But leave God alone. Amen. Now the people is one. And the Lord said, indeed the people... No, go back to King James. Don't spoil the English. Now the people is one. And they have all one language. One language. One language. And now nothing which they have imagined. And this they begin to do. And now nothing shall be restrained from them. Which they have imagined to do. Why? They are one. Glory Zone Church Headquarters. Can we be one this year? Yes, sir. The people is one. They have one language. And nothing can stop them. Listen, church, a great church. Listen to this, you have to get this. A great church is never a product of the gift of one pastor, but a product of the sacrifice of many brethren. I know that. The pastor may look smart and preach smart, but that's not, you know, he cannot do everything. It will always be a collective effort, a result of the sacrifice of many people. One person is doing this, another person is doing this, another person is doing this. And then together we do. So we said, it's compulsory. God is a God of families. He set a solitude in families. And you must locate your own place in this family. Glory to God. Find your place and let your joints supply. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 16, I've not read it. Let your joints supply. Be a supplying joint. There's something you can do. You just put the scripture. I'm sure we have the slide ready. Hallelujah. He said, from whom the whole body. So he's talking about the body. Church is like a body. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. By what every joint supplies. Some of us just came this morning to sit down. Somebody cleaned the chairs. Is that true? Somebody mopped the hall. Is that true? Somebody fixed the sound. Is that true? Somebody ensured that the screens were working. Somebody ensured that we had worship. We were led in worship. They had to rehearse. They had to be here. Glory to God forevermore. Somebody is putting the content on the internet. Some people had to be transported to church. Somebody paid for the transports. Somebody reminded someone this morning, we need to go to church. I will take you to church. There are many things to be done. The question I want you to ask yourself as I'll just do a very brief presentation is, what will my joint supply this year? What will my joint supply? Because that is where the greater blessing is. And here, we don't want everybody to be usher or to sing. That's what called the regular church worker or church service unit. No. But there's something you can do beyond your money. Money is everybody's business. Amen. And listen, look up at me, everyone. All eyes on me. Look up at me, everyone. Please, look up at me. I want everyone to look at me. Do not pretend about money this year. Are you listening? Don't pretend that church doesn't need money this year. Are you listening? Rather, trust God to be a major giver in the house of God. Are you listening? It is wickedness to act as though church doesn't need money. It's wickedness. It's immaturity. So no, don't pretend about it. Just no, look, money is needed. I'm going to make money. God, you will bless me, and I'll be a major part of your work. Glory to God. But beyond that, I'm talking about what you can do in reaching out to people. What you can do in enhancing the work. What you can do with your talents and with your time, with your mind. Hallelujah. By that which every joint supplies, let's finish it up. Let's finish up. But that which every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, I love this, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So how does the body grow? Every part does its share. How does the body grow? Every joint supplies. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Have you been blessed this morning?
Yes, sir.
So let's look at, can we have the slide of vision 2020 slide? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Of course, the Bible says God is able to do exceeding abundantly, right? Above all that we can ask or think. But there has to be an asking, a thinking. Meaning there has to be a starting point. There has to be a starting point. You have to start from somewhere. Amen. So very briefly, maybe in 20 minutes, can I sit down? All right. Maybe in 20 minutes. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We speak to nations. Be open. Who remembers the song? You remember the song? No, who remembers the song? We speak to nations. Who remembers the whole song? Esther, can you remember the whole song? You are dodgy now. Can you remember the whole song? Part of it. We speak to nations. Be open. Power, something of darkness. Flee. We speak to nations. Aunt Tabitha, can you remember? You can't remember the old. All right. All right. A major part. Are we together? Those on the other side. Can you see me? And you can hear me, right? All right. A major, and for those of you that run organizations, okay. It may be a team of two, a team of three, or in your workplace, in your career, you're part of a team or you lead a team. A major key to effectiveness this year is to get everybody on board from the beginning. Meaning, let's assume in your office or in the company that you run, you have you just have three people, and then plus you, that's four, right? We should be able to tap any one of those three guys at any time. And they should be able to tell us what your organization wants to achieve. Why your company exists. What you are trying to achieve. Number two. Or in context, what you are trying to achieve in 2020. And number three, how you are trying to achieve what you are trying to achieve in 2020. Are you following me? Very important. There's no vagueness. Don't just say this year, okay, this company, we're moving it. Let it be clear. And everybody knows this path. This is what we're trying to achieve in 2020. This is how we're going to achieve this thing. This is your path. And then you get to a point where each of the three persons know exactly what their parts are. They know what to do. Are we together? They know what to do. So this is what we're doing this morning. Please just put a slide. They are seeing me already. Amen. Is that okay? Just put a slide. And this is what we're doing. I want every member of church, okay, in the headquarter church, in our churches, which are all young churches. We have four of them. Abuja, Kaduna, Makurdi, Lokoja. Amen. Our city churches. Okay, young churches, everybody to know exactly what we're trying to do this year. Now, we are a teaching, pastoral, and an apostolic ministry. Did you get that? God called me to be a pastor to the church, a teacher to the body, and an apostle to the nations. Glory to God. That means we have expression, okay, we have ministry expression along the three lines. And we have to understand our uniqueness. If you're part of the work, you must understand what the work is about. I have a friend who is a prophet, an evangelist. He ministered last week. And you see, he doesn't run a church. So he cannot organize his work the way we organize our work. Amen. We are not a prophetic ministry, in quotes. We are prophetic as a people, but we are not, you know, that's what I mean by, we don't sit in that office of a prophet, even though we have prophetic unction and we do prophetic things. Are you listening? Very important. So we have to understand who we are. When you take a bottle of Coke and you close your eyes and there is Coke, they say this is Coke, you cannot see it. You have an expectation of the kind of taste you should have. If it tastes like Fanta, you will drop it. Is that true? If you go to a T.D. Jakes meeting, and then, how many of you know Bishop T.D. Jakes? And then you are hearing somebody shout fire, 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 fire. You know you are not in T.D. Jakes meeting. They will arrest the person. Are you listening to me? So we call it ministry identity. So you're a part of the work, you're a part of the family. Don't compare us to anybody else. Never do that. It's a crime. Because we are different. We have a different assignment. We go through different phases. Glory to God. And don't measure us with anybody else. And it also means you cannot just go and say, look at what they are doing there. Let's do it. Does it reflect our vision? Does it reflect our identity? If you go to a Living Faith church and you are hearing Benny Hinn's worship, you should watch again. You hear praise and people dancing. Is that true? That is called ministry identity. Glory to God. So as a part of the family, you must understand that it's part of the intelligence of being part of a church. And as leadership, and this is why we are doing this, so that people have no excuse. They understand, look, this is what this takes. This is who we are. This is why we exist. This is what you want to do in 2020. Amen. Amen. And this is how we want to do what we want to do in 2020. And this is my part in 2020. Never forget that. Glory Zone Ministries has true expression because of the offices that the set man has been called to function in, as a teacher, as a pastor, and as an apostle. Glory to God. Very important. So we are structured along that line. We give attention to the teaching of God's word. We run local churches. We plant local churches in different forms. Some are city churches, some are campus, university campus churches. We have university campus churches in Bucos, University of Jos, and all that. Glory to God. So that's the first word I want you to get, our ministry identity and what to do. And what to do. God spoke to me, I've called you to be a pastor to the people, a teacher to the body. So our teaching ministry is to the body of Christ. And this is why you hear thousands of people download our messages and listen to them. It's not because we want them to. There's an anointing to teach the body. Are you listening? And then the tool that God has given us, by which people can partake of the anointing upon our ministry, is the word. Is the teaching of the word. Hallelujah. All right, so next slide. We said the Vision Sunday is to show you who we are, what you want to do in 2020, how we want to do it, and finding your place in the big picture. Hallelujah. I'm sure you can all see the screen, except for those. I'm sure those with that screen, the camera can be on that for them to see. The Bible says, without vision, the people perish, right? But in the same way, without people, a vision can perish. God knows that. And this is why God knows he needs us on the earth. The Holy Spirit cannot do anything on the earth without the body. And the body he has is the body of Christ, which is you and I. Are you listening? So without a vision, the Bible says the people perish. But without people, vision can perish. So in every vision, there's a people factor. Very important. Habakkuk chapter 2, we can see that. I will stand upon my watch, set me upon the tower. I will watch to see what he will say unto me. I've gone two slides ahead of you. What he will say unto me. And the Lord answered and said, write the vision. Engrave it so plainly upon the tablets of stone that everyone who passes by will be able to read it easily and quickly and hasten by. Okay, so we're making it plain. So the vision for the year is largely broken into three parts. We have our people development goals. We have numerical growth goals. We have financial goals. Now, under the people development goals, we actually have them as five. We step them down so we can understand. Under people development goals, okay, we have our city impact goals, what we call city revival goals. Amen. Are we together? Yes. All right, I need to participate. So those are the three. So you now see there's people development goals. This is what we want to, how we want people to grow. This is how we want to help people grow. You'll find your place there. There's numerical growth goals. Number is important. Number is so important that a whole book of the Bible is called the book of. Amen. Did you get that? Somebody wrote a book years ago. He said, the bigger, the better. And that's very important. Let me tell you the truth. When we have 5,000 people in this church, in this town, no politician can contest for an election without seeing us. It's a law. Oh, you don't believe that? We are getting there, you see. So, it's very important to God. The Bible says, in the multitude of the people is the king's glory. Numerical growth is important. And then financial goals. Are we together? And that's vis-a-vis the capital project, the things we want to get done. Okay, we have property goals and all that. But like I said, we broke them into three. How do you participate in these? All right. The Bible talks about growing grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forevermore. And the church says, amen. Amen. All right. So people development goals. Now, this is what we want to do. This is what we want to do. I want you to look up at me and pay attention. Pay attention. We want to see at least 70% of church members grow. Now, somebody say, everybody that comes to church should grow. That is God's expectation. In fact, a lot of churches have less than 20% of the people growing. That's the truth. If you intelligently analyze, how many Christians you see on the street are growing spiritually? No, talk to me, church. How many Christians? When you analyze 10, how many of them are growing? If you do, maybe 3. Are you following me? So we know. If a lot of people don't even go to church. And then those who go to church, is it that the church or the churches don't have system that, let me tell you, sitting down on Sunday, hearing the message for 1 hour is not enough for the growth of a Christian. Who agrees with me? If you are a Christian and you genuinely love God, you know what I'm saying is true. It's not, you can't grow like that. So I said we want at least 70% of the people growing. We're aiming at 100% of the people growing. Growing in the understanding of Christ. That is big. I can't break it down today. Growing in moral excellence. Because you see, listen, the essence of knowledge and revelation is to affect behavior and action.
Yes, sir.
That means if truth has not affected your behavior and action, it has not been converted to wisdom yet. Are you listening? Time will not permit to listen. When you go and read Colossians 1, 9 to 12, you see it. He said, we did not cease to pray for you, that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, to the intent. Put it up. Put it up. Let me show you something very quickly. Very quickly. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. Colossians 1, 9. Colossians 1, 9. He said, the Lord answered Colossians 1, 9. For this reason also, since the day we heard, we did not cease to pray, that you may be filled with what? The knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now, these are the ingredients for growth. But it shows us the intent of growth. Next verse. After growth has happened, what happens? He said that you may walk worthy of the Lord. Can you see? That means if you say you are filled with the knowledge of God in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, you should walk worthy of the Lord. Fully pleasing him. Being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Are you seeing that now? So, growing in moral excellence, growing in their finances. There's a connection between financial growth and spirituality. Jesus said so. He said, if you are not faithful with mammon, who shall commit to your hand true riches? So there's a connection there. And want people to grow. That's part of our people development goal. Want people to grow in their finances. If you enter 2020, this is 2nd of February. Your monthly income, let's say your annual income of last year was 2 million naira. You should at least double it this year, minimum. Oh, people are not with me. You want to stay where you are financially? Why are you not responding? You should at least double. That's minimum. There has to be growth. You can break it into quarterly income, monthly income, whichever you want to do it. But there has to be growth. All right? So one at least 70% growing financially. Growing financially. You were struggling to pay your rent last year. It should not be the same this year. You should aim at building a house. Can I get an amen?
Yeah.
Somebody say, where would the money come from? What are you doing with the faith you have taught? So I want people to grow. Number 4, grow in their language of faith. In these churches, you don't see somebody, Pastor, I'm so broke, I don't know what's happening. No, then I'm not your pastor. Grow in your language of faith. Listen, one of the indicators of your growth is your language. I want people to grow in that. Oh, I'm so sick, I don't even know what's happening to me. No, grow in your language of faith. Hallelujah. Number 5, growing in what? Ministry participation. Want at least 70% of church members participating in ministry. They know what you're doing. When we say outreaches, when we say small groups, pray and connect groups, that's what we'll call them this year now. Pray and connect groups, you are participating. In fact, this year, every member of this church must belong to a prayer group, a prayer and connect group. Amen. And my time is fast spent. I don't know how to go. One of the things we're going to help you do as Part of church will help you connect with a prayer and connect group. Listen, look up at me, everyone. When a people begin to function as a kingdom of priests, kings will start coming out of them. Meaning, among Christians, the reason why we don't have many believers rising to prominence in business, in media industry, entertainment industry, politics, is because we are not functioning as priests. This is God's order. When a church, when the body of Christ begins to function as a kingdom of priests, kings start coming out of them. Some of you did not get that. You will see what will begin to happen. And the connect group meetings, that's going to be a small group. It's a, we'll call it PCG, prayer and connect groups. We'll have location based, we'll have interest based. You may meet just twice a month, but you will challenge yourself to pray every day. It is easy. You have phones. Amen. Every day. That means every member of those groups will be challenged to pray in tongues at least 1 hour every day. Imagine how our lives will be this year. So you'll be followed up, you'll be talked to, you'll be reminded. You'll get every support you need. And we need to do that. Hallelujah. So ministry participation. Somebody may be a busy banker, but can trace what he does in church, can trace what she does in church. Even if you go to work morning at 7 in the morning, come at 7 p.m. Monday to Saturday, your participation can still be there. That means there's no excuse this year. Be a son in the house. You know, years ago, something happened. You know, there are relational pastors. There are things that only prayer will break. You know, somebody that had raised another was liking a brother who was also in church, at the point was not in church, was not stable, was just there. You see, he loves him and all that. I was trying to slow the thing down, calm down and all that, but the love was getting hot. And then somebody, but I knew, see, my heart did not, but we love everybody. But I cannot close my eyes when I know this boy has many things he needs to deal with. And then you go and walk into it. I can't do that. And then another guy from outside, who is a pastor that I mentor, just came and said, yeah, these people, I said they are in a relationship. But I said, pastor, this guy is not his son now. That's why he said, this guy is not his son. He's not his son. At best, he's a fan. He's not his son. As I'm talking, let it get to you. No, that someone is not a member of this church. He just came and said, this lady is in relationship, but this lady is serious, a ministry person. This one is not a son. This is not a son. And I knew what he was saying, but that expression touched me. He said, it's not a son. A son serves with his father. Did you hear what I said? A son serves. Time will not permit me today to show you scripture. A son, and they are his sons and she sons. A son serves with his father. Some of you have fathers that have businesses. When you're growing up, were you not going to shop? No, talk to me, somebody. So if you're a son in a family, you have to serve with your father. You can't come and sit at the back of church like a big boy, big girl, year in, year out. No, you find how to serve with your father. Sons serve. Sons carry the burden of the house. They carry the burden of the family. They want to move the family forward. They are not looking at another family there. That's the foolish son. He's looking at another house. The man is a millionaire. He's a billionaire. He says, oh, I wish I was that man's son. Is that not a responsible son? And your father is laboring. He's trying to build a future for the family. What's the right thing to do? You labor with your father. Is that true? You labor with your father. You don't look over there and say, oh, this is another father. No, you labor with your father. And move the family to another level. Glory to God. Son, serve. All right, ministry participation. I know you are getting blessed already. Ministry participation. All right. Hence, the ministry has provided various platforms of growth and development. Growth and development of this year and all that. Let me just rush. Membership class. You've not done membership class. That's your entry point. We have made it easy. We have the regular classes that hold after service. okay, we have executive class, and there's a criteria for that. You can just indicate at the public relations unit. All right, or just go for the regular class after service. We have online class where you are sent videos, is drilling anyway, but it's a shorter time. Amen. You can enroll. We have a maturity school. We're going to run weekend maturity school. You see, I'm committed to discipling people this year. I'm committed. Because once we reach a critical mass of those who understand these things we are doing, the work must explode. Are you listening? All right, we have our marketplace series. That's for your financial growth. Okay, Global Academy of Saviors, School of Ministry that we run. Prayer and Connect groups. I've talked about that. I've talked about it a little. Everybody, and I told you, we must become a kingdom of priests. Do you know, the Bible says locusts fly in bands, right? Are you aware that even God has an inner circle? I'm not saying I have roommates, I have close friends. If they don't, let me tell you, fellowship is impossible without similarity of body of truth. You may be wasting your time. And this is why we have connect and prayer groups. If you don't share the same body of truth, you are not having fellowship. At best, you are tolerating each other. Amen. So we'll have that. We'll have that this year. All right. Numerical growth. So when we begin to talk about reaching you, but before we reach you, find out. One of the things, look up at me. One of the things I want this service to do is, don't wait to be reached. Reach out. If you reach out and nobody responds to you, after 1 week or 2 weeks, reach out again. Sir, what can I do? These are my schedules. What can I do in church? How can I be a part of this? What group can I belong to? This is where I live. This is what I'm interested in. What can you understand? I don't want us to be the one reaching you. Are you listening to me? Fine, I walk to the office. Okay, I want to join a prayer group. I need that thing that Pastor talked about. How do I go about it? Don't wait to be reached. Reach out. Hallelujah. Are you enjoying Vision Sunday? All right, numerical growth. Isaiah 60 verse 22. A little one shall become a thousand. A small one, a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Numerical growth. We're currently averaging 600. That's when school resumes and all that. 700 sometimes. 800 sometimes. 1,000. Okay, but we're talking about average. Good average, we leave it at 600. Okay, in the headquarter church. All right. Which is glorious, which you are grateful to the Lord for. Amen. How many of you are grateful to the Lord for it? Some of you were in this church years ago when we were two or three are gathered. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you were here. Amen. Want to reach more people. We have the city. Every time I drive around the city, my heart bleeds. Listen, let me give you statistics. Some of you have heard this before. In Jos, about 700,000 people who are not Muslims don't go to church. Did you hear what I said? 700,000 people in Jos, they are not Muslims. They don't go to church. Some are not born again. Some were born into church families, but they dropped out. You know, we have school dropouts. We have church dropouts now. They dropped out. But you see, you said most people come to church. I've explained all that. Listen, a lot happens to you. When Sunday, Tuesdays, you are doing everything to be around, to hear God's or to have fellowship with God. You can't tell what happens to you. That's number one. Number two, project 20 years from now. Those people are going to have children. They'll have grandchildren. What will become of them? That was what happened in Europe. If nothing is done, Christianity will be weak. And what do we want to do? Our goal, we're giving something for our minds to work with. We're a local church, like I said, very important. For the headquarters church, we're about 600. We're living at 600. Want to grow to at least 1,002. Want to double between now and June. Is that possible?
Yes,
is that possible?
Yes,
It's not hard. We're just doing. You know, it's not hard. It's just say, okay, 600 people. Next one, they come with two persons, and ensure one person stays. Is that true?
Yes.
So well, I want to do this. Want to double in. Okay, now we have 5 months. That's fair. Amen. The young church is starting. They need our prayers. They need our support. You have people living in those areas that you know need what we have. Refer them to the churches. That's why we're putting them up. Amen. Glory to God. So pray for them. We're also going to give. And we'll talk about by the following. All right. Personal invitations is scriptural. John chapter 1, 40 to 41. We can see it there. Somebody brought Peter to church. Somebody brought, is it Nathaniel, to church. You remember that? Personal invitation. Every, as a part of this church family, in these 48 weeks left for 2020, don't let any Sunday pass without inviting at least 2 persons to church. Let me explain what I mean. Don't invite, say, okay, come to church. I'm invited to church on Sunday. You are in church, you are worshiping. Say, where is the guy invited? He's not around. After that, you say, what happened? No. See, if you run, this is why there are not many successful entrepreneurs. If you run a business, do you do business like that? On Sunday morning, you carry your phone and call the person. Do I need to pick you up? Are you ready? Are you ready for church? We're going to church. Do I need to pick you up? Amen. That's what we mean by that. Not something passive, something active. Personal invitation, prayer and connect group outreaches, general outreaches, church unit outreaches. We're used to that. I say, okay, the whole church, we're going to the street. We'll do that in March. Amen. We're going to the streets. And they'll talk about soul winning months. I've announced already, March is our month of soul winning. We're going to win at least 8,000 souls in March. At least, are you happy about that? We'll go to the street, neighborhoods, your offices. We're going to win. And we'll have record of it too. Names and numbers and record of how many people. Are we listening? So March, let's start preparing about. I'll be there on the street. I'll not be in the office and say, you should go to the street. I will lead it. Amen. Amen. I will be there for some of the outings. Amen. I'll lead some groups. Okay, some of you will do. We're going to go out. We're going to go out. Glory to God. All right, the next thing is what? Okay, we said social media engagement. Social media engagement. Listen, there are people who have come to this church because of Facebook. There are people who have come for meetings. I mean, a lot of people who got to know about church because of social media. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Amen. And so we have what we call media engagement squad. And as we recruit volunteers, we'll announce who, for those who want to join the media, the social media engagement squad. Hallelujah. Next slide. Are you enjoying my talk? My presentation? All right. Financial goals. Next. Somebody say money.
Money. Next.
He said, cry as saying, thus hear the Lord, my city's to prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. Hallelujah. Amen. Just these two words. Without the review, just the two hordes, supposed to be 4.7 million. Just these two hordes. Amen. With review, we pay 3.5 million. That's some money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't speak in tongues to the landlord and say, Baba, Livron zoshte brandiladoska, Liga zoshte baranidas. Thus saith the Lord. These are your two warehouses. The Lord needs it now. I know somebody who is deeply spiritual. I say, boy, it can be done. Can't God do anything? Relax. Even Jesus used money to do ministry. Go and read your Bible. Hallelujah. All right, we did Project X last year. Project X, how many of you remember? We briefed major partners. It's just a breakdown. 4.2 million. Next. All right. We did hall renting, sound upgrade, and all that. You can check this out, which platform? Maybe individually. But that's a breakdown, though. You can just run through it. You can see that it wasn't up to 10 million, so there were a lot of things that were not done. Next verse. And I pray for you that God will bless you this year.
Yeah.
So when we say 50 million, that's at worst, just five people giving 10 million.
Amen.
Or we say, or we can just say, okay, 50 million for this and this. We just need 50 people that can give 1 million in 2 months. Is it hard? It's not hard. May the Lord bless you this year.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you this year. All right, so over the years, we have noticed that the trend of giving in our ministry, and we've decided to give a tentative idea. So you need to listen to this now. Part of the reason why I'm showing this financial stuff is so we can plan. I don't want to come in April and say, okay, guys, we need to do this between April and June or April and July. Come and give. Okay, let's say we need 20 million or we need come and give, and then you have just 2 months to give. We don't want to do that. So that's why I want to paint the picture of the first half of the year. This is what we need to do. Now, this is February, meaning you have 5 months. Okay? You have 5 months. You can plan. Is that okay? I'm going to call it capital. These are basically capital projects. All right? What we use, too much explanation. We have the regular incomes. There are things you cannot do. Amen. Let me stroke somebody. You know your offering. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is that not true? Okay, so there are capital things you need to do. Amen. All right, so let's give first half of the year is 46.2 million. Let me just read it out for us. That's not appropriate. Hall rent, media, okay, that's cameras, light, TV, sound upgrade, facility upgrade. Even this one is not. Okay, social outreach. Social outreach, we have social works, orphanages, less orphanages, people in need, widows, displaced people, that's 1.2 million. Property, we are getting a property in the first half of the year. Yeah. We're already moving at it. Amen. We're already moving at it and working at it. Amen. There was a place we saw, this is 75 million. Okay. We are not there yet. Okay, so we're working on something around 20, 30 million. Amen. Are you happy about that? Okay. All right. I want that in the first half of the year. Majorly because we want to move. We are not rushing to build. All right. But it will not be wise not to have something on ground. Okay, and move to Osuji. We're going to spend nothing less than 10 million naira to move to Osuji. Okay. How many of you would love us to have Frank Edward come? Yeah. Amen. Worship. You love us to have Dunsin come. Yeah. Amen. You know, I told Apostle Selman recently, I told him, you know, the last time he came was 2017. I said, I can't bring you because this place is small and we don't have space outside. Amen. If I call for a meeting this town, I will jam this place from downstairs. That is me. Amen. So I said, I cannot bring you. Where will I keep the people? Glory to God. Now, you see, we can't keep waiting till we build. Listen, we cannot keep waiting till we build before we receive blessings and have major meetings like that. That's why we need to move to bigger hall. And our plan is to leave this other hall. We'll just lease this one. Create offices. We'll use it for midweek services and offices. And then every Sunday, we'll go to a bigger place. Okay? So it's either Osuji. Listen, how many of you would love Dr. Paul Enenche to come? Amen. 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 Now, he is supposed to come. Amen. But you see, that's why I said we can't have certain citywide in this place. Do you understand? Now, if we have this and we are in a facility that has space outside, we can do it. But you can see there's no space for cars to even park. So this is why to move forward the ministry, You have to make big moves, step out, do bigger things. We're supposed to meet with him maybe later this month. But you see, when we are going to bring that up, we have to be sure we have a place where he can come. You understand? Yeah? We have a place where he can come. He pastors a 100,000 capacity church. Is somebody with me? As I'm saying this, you should be angry. That's what I want you. Your heart should go out to have money. That's the way I want you to think. Not just shouting. You say, Lord, I want to be given in millions for bigger things to be done. Hallelujah. For bigger things to be done. So those are the capital things we need to do in the first half of this year. You can begin to plan 46.5 million capital minus the other things we'll do. Amen. Those ones are regular income. It's also in millions. All right. So next. All right. We'll just start from the basic to the complex. I'll just regulating your. Okay. Regularly giving your tithe. There are church members that don't give tithe. It's sad. Amen. Don't be part of that block. Demons don't understand politics. Don't play politics with your tithe. Is that okay? Amen. Regularly your tithe. Intentional offering upgrades. Intentional offering upgrades. It's not a big deal. If you tell yourself the least I can give in offering every Sunday is 1,000. Listen, if I give 1,000 as offering in church, I will slap myself. It's not possible. I stopped giving 1,000 years ago. Those are when partners meet. I was telling them that when I started giving 5,000 as offering on Sunday was years ago. Sometimes I would give it and not have money to eat food. But I told myself I'm upgrading my offering to 5,000 naira every Sunday. And this is a year of upgrade for me. And I'm thinking of where to move to this year. Already I've decided. Are you listening? Now that's years ago. Not because I had the money. But you see, you have to be thoughtful about making progress in your finances. You have to be thoughtful. It's not when you come to church you'll be looking for offering. That is low-level living. You plan. I told you years ago, I decided that my Sunday offering would be 5,000. And I started. Sometimes I'll do and do, and it's only 2,000 I'll have. But when money comes, what I do, I'll separate like two Sundays. That's 10,000. I'll put them in two envelopes. You have to deliberately break luck. Break it. And it has nothing to do with age or your work. It's a decision. Break it. A major way to do that is to upgrade your offering. The root of offering is honor. Honor has to be planned for. Are you listening? As I gave you 1,000 as offering over a decade ago, I was a student. Do you understand? So when some people say they are students and they are giving 200 naira, I don't understand. I'm sure my parents were not richer than yours. It was just an act of faith. Are you listening? Some of you should leave the realm of 1,000. And plan for you. 1,000, four Sundays a month or five. Is that not 5,000? Are you listening? So upgrade your offering. Become consistent with your partnership. When we did a partnership Sunday, we said the idea is consistency. Okay? Now, if you have not returned your partnership card, kindly do that today. If you have not picked the card, please do that on your way out. Is that okay? Planning for capital project before the time of giving. Okay, we've talked about it already. Special seeds in cash and kind. God lays in your heart to give your cars. We've done it before. Drop the car or sell it and bring the money. Are you listening? We've done it before. And we'll do it again. So I'll say cash and kind. God lays in your heart to give it property. Give it the land to church. Give it. We are doing something that is worthy of any sacrifice. Are you listening? Alright, so that's cash and kind. The second to last is planning for the capital project. That's why I reviewed it. 4.46.2 million in the next 5 months. Now, you give your regular partnership offering and pray and decide what you give in the next 5 months as far as this capital project's budget is concerned. Are we together? And then ensure your giving makes a mark in 46.2 million. Amen. And believe God for it. Start preparing for it. We have between now, about you can. Do we have the accounts? Do they have it to project? All right, you can put up the project account. It's a new account. Okay, this is it. FCMB, thank you. Please, can we take note of this? Now, you don't have this account before. This is a project account for the capital project. For that 46.2 million, this is the account. So, it's a step of faith. Take note of the account. And then, as God begins to bless, as that 3 million drops, forward 1 million. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. As that 6 million comes, forward 2 million. Apart from your title, amen. So, special project. Just take note. Have you written? You need to write that. Hallelujah. We'll end with Psalm 68, verse 11. I've been blessed myself taking this Vision Sunday. I've been blessed myself. Woo, glory to God. All right, in conclusion, Psalm 68, verse 11. Please, instruction. Except you are not part of this family or you don't believe in what you're doing. Amen. Get the account before you leave. Is that okay? Special project account that we use for the next 5 months. Is that okay? It's an FCMB account. Take note of it. Get it before you leave. Write it somewhere. Okay, and decide by faith. What do you want to do? In the course of the month, in a month's time or so, we'll take pledges for the capital project. But you should have decided, you should have seen it. You know what you want to do and all that. All right. Can we go there? Let your contribution of the expansion of the kingdom and Lord's house this year be worthy of note. Amen. But just put the scripture up, Psalm 68, verse 11. Hallelujah. Can we have the communion ministers? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's our month of strange favors. Somebody believed, somebody does not believe. It's our month of strange favors. I'll give you the scriptures for the communion shortly. But let's read Psalm, thank you, Lord. Psalm 68, verse 11. He said, the Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those who published it. The word of God has to be published. There are two kinds of Christians. When you talk about serving in the house of God and giving, there are those who have been like, oh, must somebody give? Must there be new talk about money? Must there be? And there are those, when they hear, they say, Lord, give me resources. Give me energy. Give me prosperity and I'll do this. Choose which class you want to belong to. It's better to belong to the second one. I told myself years ago, I said, in my church, if they are making call for money every month, I will give. Every month, too, they say, oh, this month, this is what I want to do. If it's every week, they say, come and give, I will do it without complaining. I was in a church where they used to give offering 3 times every Sunday. Some of you understand such places. They say, offering for this 3 times, 3 offerings. You know, here we take 1 offering. Amen. 3 offerings. You know, a lot of people were complaining, but you know, I never complained. Even though I was like, okay, that's not really effective. Because humans are wise too. You break the money into 3 when you're coming to church. That's what many people do. Is that true? All right, but listen, I never complained. Mindset. The Lord gave a word. Great was the company of those who published it. Can I get a loud amen? Yeah. Can you declare this with me? I'm a publisher of God's word. No. Some of you are not talking. Can you rise to your feet? We're about to take the communion and close the service. I'm a publisher. I want us to declare it very loud. It's a declaration of faith. You will say, Father, in the name. Can you raise your right hand up like this? Everybody, please. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I have heard your word in this Vision Sunday. Okay. I have heard your word in this Vision Sunday. And I've made up my mind to be a part of what you're doing in Glory Zone Nation. I declare that I am a publisher of your word. I declare that I experience unprecedented prosperity in 2020. I declare that in this year, my contribution in your house is of note, is notable. My mental contribution is of note. My time contribution is notable. My financial contribution is notable. My material contribution is notable. In the name of Jesus, together, I'm holding the hand of Pastor. Say, together, we are holding the hand of Pastor, and we are taking the harvest of the city. We are taking the harvest of this nation. We are taking the harvest of the nations to the ends of the earth. Shout it, to the ends of the earth, and for the billions yet untold. To the ends of the earth, and for the billions yet untold. Can you give the Lord a shout of praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 23. Chapter 33 verse 23. Put it up. Deuteronomy 23. Is our month of strange favors. And as you take, listen to me. Listen. Don't joke with these words. Your life will not really amount to much without the favor of God. Amen. Is that true? I want you to, with faith, take this communion. If you are not born again, just say a simple prayer. Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive my sin. I receive you into my heart. I believe you, Jesus, that you died for my sins. In the name of Jesus, receive your life into my heart. And do that very quickly. Amen. And let us know after the service that you pray that prayer, so that you can take the communion. Hallelujah. He says, oh Naphtali, satisfied with favor. In this month of strange favor, you will focus, we are focusing on those scriptures. Satisfied with favor, full of the blessing. Listen, our fragrance has changed.
Yes, sir.
In this month of February, our fragrance has changed.
Amen.
Our fragrance has changed.
Amen.
Oh, you guys, are you think I'm... I say your fragrance has changed.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I speak that from this table, the earth responds to you favorably.
Yeah.
The earth is yielding to you her increase.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
The earth is yielding for you her increase.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Very quickly, Exodus 23, verse 20. Exodus 3, verse 21. Shepherd 2. Exodus 3, verse 1. Exodus 3, verse 21. Very quickly, Exodus 3:21. I will give these people favor. Can you read it for me? One to go. This month, no more empty hands. This month of February, no more empty hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus. He says, I will give these people favor, and they shall not go empty. Exodus, the same Exodus chapter 11 verse 3. Put it up for me. It's important we read the scriptures. 11 verse 3. 11 verse 3. And the Lord gave the people what? Favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Hallelujah. Exodus 12. Verse 36. We will stop there. I'll show you the other ones on Tuesday.
Exodus 12. Look at this. Can you read it for me? One, two, go. And. And despoiled Egypt. Egypt is a type of the world. Meaning, listen, this month, by the force of favor, wealth will leave the world into your hands. Who believes what I'm saying? Wealth will leave the world into your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. Can we close our eyes? Father, we thank you. We thank you for your body broken for us, dear Lord Jesus. We thank you for your blood poured out for us. You were crushed that we may be whole. You are Passover and you are sacrificed for us. At this table this morning, we declare favor over our month. We declare favor over our days. We declare favor over 2020. In the name of Jesus, we declare that the earth is yielding for us the best. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. For anyone who came here sick in their body, as they partake of the body of Christ broken, of his blood shed, let healing speak in their bodies. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We'll do it reverently. When you pick it, you go to your seat, you break it, you take it and start speaking in tongues. Amen. As we worship the Lord.
I see the Lamb slain. 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 Feet on the roasted lamb. I put my faith in thee. I am that I am.
Hallelujah. Go ahead and speak words. Release words into this atmosphere, into February. Go ahead and declare what you want February to be unto you, as decreed by a man of God. Oh, we see strength.
We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.